It's Monday, May 8th, my 51st birthday, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. As China continues their attempt to stamp out Christianity, officials in the country have been imposing fines and imprisonment on those who participate in Christian activities, reports Christian Headlines. Just last month, a court in Xinjiang sentenced 5 Protestants who attended a Bible study to prison for up to 5 years. Around Easter, the government disrupted a Christian concert, arresting those present and ordering them not to organize meetings with more than 10 people. Earlier this year, the government arrested and fined over 80 Christians involved in house churches in Xinjiang. King David reminds us, "Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off." Psalm 37:37-38. Around 1.5 million Christians have fled Iraq since the rise of ISIS, according to an Iraqi member of parliament. Now there are as few as 500,000 Christians left in the country. Please pray for these brothers and sisters in Christ to remain steadfast in their faith. On Saturday, officials from Nigeria, Africa, said 83 more of the remaining 195 Chibok schoolgirls, mostly Christian, have been released from their captivity to the Muslim terrorist group Boko Haram. Despite opposition from President Muhammadu Buhari, the Islamic militants continue to carry out strikes in northern Nigeria, having killed now more than 20,000 people and displaced 2.6 million from their homes. Last month, the Honduran Congress soundly defeated a bill that would have legalized the murder of the unborn in cases of rape, life of the mother, and if the baby is thought to be fatally impaired, reports Life News. Despite strong pressure from the United Nations and abortion activists, the country stood by their 1983 criminal prohibition of abortion. Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez stated, quote, "Only God has the right to take one's life," unquote. Irish police are now investigating actor Stephen Fry over whether he broke the country's blasphemy laws when he called God, quote, "capricious, mean-minded, and stupid," unquote, during a TV interview in 2015, according to Christian Today. Ireland's Defamation Act of 2009 says that someone who publishes or speaks blasphemous material, quote, "shall be guilty of an offense," unquote, with a fine up to 25,000 euros. Exodus 20, verse 7 says, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." Columnist Charles Krauthammer trashed President Donald Trump and congressional Republicans for the short-term budget they managed to pass to avoid a government shutdown on the Fox News show Special Report with Brett Baer.
We always say it, we're always one election from changing things. They control the House, the Senate, and the White House.
Trump got rolled. The Republicans got rolled. They ended up with nothing, really. It's sort of embarrassing. I understand the strategic idea. We're halfway through the year, only a few months left. You save your fire for September when you do next year. That's what they say every time, that they save their fire, and they don't use it the next time. Now, Trump has been wonderful, I think, in sort of throwing out a lot of ideas, starting with the gas tax, but there's no denying the fact that this was not a win. He was not the winner. He said he was a negotiator. This was a total loss.
A recent Pew Research study found young evangelicals are generally moving in a more liberal direction than their parents, particularly on the subject of homosexuality. The survey states, quote, "Evangelical Protestants who are millennials, those born between 1981 and 1996, are considerably more likely than older evangelical Protestants to support homosexual marriage and to say homosexuality should be accepted by society," unquote. However, the study also found these millennials to say that, quote, "abortion should be illegal in most or all cases," unquote, about as much as the older generation. Little Jackson Buell was born with a brain 1/5 the size it should have been. His parents, Brandon and Brittany, were repeatedly advised before birth to murder him in the womb. Praise God they didn't do that. Now Jackson is just over 2 years old, according to Life News. Jackson's mom said, quote, God loves those who bear his image, even the smallest and most helpless among us, and his purposes are often hidden from earthly eyes, unquote. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, May 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Finding it tough to spend quality time with your son? Come to the Father-Son Retreat this summer, Thursday, August 31st through Sunday, September 3rd, and experience the blessing of 4 days of solid teaching and mountain activities at one of America's most beautiful and exciting mountain lodges near Winter Park, Colorado. Register at ColoradoFatherSon.com. That's ColoradoFatherSon.com.